Every Thursday morning during the summer, if you were to enter the playground at Clark Early Childhood Center, you'd be greeted with a spray of water, muddy vegetables, and a group of gardening kindergartners. Christina McGrain, a special education teacher at Clark, is one of the founding teachers of the Clark Garden Club. Teachers like McGrain are in charge of this program, which is designed to include students in a hands-on learning process. They've taken on this year-round project, starting in the fall with harvesting, then well into the spring when students plant seeds.
Last year, there was a few teachers that we took a gardening 101 class, and part of it was designing and creating a garden. We had volunteers to build boxes for us, and then we also received some grant money so that we could buy boxes to put together.
Going on its second summer, the garden club has grown. There are a dozen garden boxes, all of which are the perfect size for little hands to plant seeds, weed, and cultivate lifelong skills. Clark students are growing many different types of vegetables and herbs, such as tomatoes, peppers, squash, cucumbers, basil, dill, and thyme. There's even a pumpkin patch on the north side of the building. Students involved had the opportunity to take home the fruit of their labors, and for many of them, it's their first time trying these vegetables. Bayless, a rising kindergarten student, has some information about today's pick.
Was it radishes?
Radishes.
What color are they?
Red.
Red? Did you get to make a picture out of them?
Yes.
Are you going to go home and eat them?
I'm not so sure, but I don't like them.
Have you ever had one before?
No.
No? So you might try one?
Okay, I might want to.
You might want to? Well, that's good. If you grew it, you might as well eat it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah? That's exciting. Thank you. Okay. You like garden club?
Yeah,
it's fun.
Well, bye!
Garden Club is also more than just gardening. Each student is invited to work on a craft that relates to what is happening in the garden that week or has something to do with the gardening process.
Some of the different crafts that we do, we try to do at least one craft a week with the kids that's related to the garden. About 2 weeks ago, little garden grass heads. So they got to take them home and then keep watering them, and then the hair has grown, which is the grass. This last week here we have different rocks to paint, so then that will help label the different items that are in the garden boxes. We also did some planting in our water jugs, and then they've got to see those grow from seed, and we did some transplanting with some of them too. They've gotten to see how sometimes they don't grow, and that happens, then just try again. So they get to do that, but I think most of the fun is with the watering and then the craft that we do.
Angie and her son George, a Clark kindergartner, have enjoyed the opportunity of learning more about gardening and about his school. Parents and students involved in Garden Club are having a chance to explore the building and especially the playground before school starts again.
It was kind of fun when school started last year and they came and lined up on the blacktop. Mm-hmm. Every morning we'd come over and look at the plants.
Oh,
and he loved going and looking at the tomatoes, and he'd pick a couple of cherry tomatoes and have them as a snack. It was fun for him to have something before school started that he felt comfortable with and that he enjoyed. And it was also good because he got to see a couple familiar faces that were here, so it wasn't as scary when he first went into the building. And now, like, coming here this year, he's like, this is my school and this is my garden, and he's having a lot of fun with it again this year.
Garden Club gives students a way to see their teachers and friends over the summer, allowing for a smooth transition into the school year. Angie and George have been a part of Garden Club for 2 years now, and George has been able to try many different foods that he got to grow himself.
Has there been a favorite fruit or vegetable that George has grown?
He loves tomatoes. We have a couple tomato plants at home too, and he likes to go out and check them every morning and see if there's any ripe ones on there, and they really don't make it into the house. Last year they had him try, one of the first things they did was to try a couple different types of vegetables, and he found out he likes sugar snap peas, so that's now one of his favorite snacks to have.
It's fun. Is he going to try a radish when you guys go home?
I think so. I think he'll probably try a little bit of one and then probably give it to Daddy.
Garden Club is an opportunity for students to get a little dirty, but also learn more about a healthy lifestyle and how to cultivate it. For Streamland Public Media, I'm Mae McFarland.
Grab it all the way at the bottom. Get a nice one.
Yay! Let me see it, George. Oh, man.
That's the best.
a very skinny one, but it's cute.